Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, well, once again, gun violence shattered our sense of community. We had what I think is probably going to be a record-breaking number. We had over 2 million visitors. I want to thank law enforcement and the folks at the State Fair for making one of the most highly concentrated places in the Midwest where people show up. Also one of the safest places, senseless violence outside. The way I understand it now in the briefings that I've received, that a pedestrian was hit by an automobile is in critical condition at this time, and that the investigations go on to it. But it's too early, and I certainly am not going to get into the specifics of the gun violence. I will say this, on Friday I'll be in Japan, a country of 130 million people. They had three shooting deaths last year. Three. We had three shot in Minneapolis at the end of the State Fair. I refuse to accept this as the norm. I refuse to accept that that's just the way it is and it's part of American character. And those who say, well, anything you're proposing wouldn't have prevented this, is totally missing the point. And it is totally a fatalistic attitude that we can't get at this. So my heart goes out to those folks who are involved. I am again grateful for the incredible work that's done at the State Fair in terms of safety, but if the State Fair symbolizes community, gun violence is the antithesis of that. It shatters our sense of community and safety, and our pledge is this: I will not rest, and there's an expectation. This legislature needs to do something, and I welcome a hearing on DHS tomorrow, but spend the afternoon on gun violence and insulin, for goodness sakes. If you're going to make the time to come back, you brought the legislators back. Let's do something on this.